Hello, my name is Rebecca, and you've reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Now, are you calling to find a place to get tested for COVID-19 near you?
No.
Okay. How may I assist?
Ma'am?
How can I help you?
I'm just trying to get some information about the vaccination, please.
Okay, and what county are you in?
We're in Lauderdale County.
Okay, so you need to call the central line here where they pre-register citizens to be notified when the vaccine is available so appointments can be made.
Uh-huh.
It is 855-566-5333.
Okay. I was trying to get some information to see who really qualified.
Okay, so if you Google Alabama vaccine allocation plan,
what
it
now?
Will bring it
Alabama
right up.
Alabama vaccine, what allocation?
Allocation plan. It'll bring
okay.
up the different groups. You can go to adph.org or cdc.gov, but I found it faster to just Google that because it'll bring it right up.
Okay. Let me write that down.
Okay.
Let me find a pen. Okay. It's Alabama.
Right. You just go to Google and type in Alabama vaccine allocation plan. And it brings up that chart that has the different phases and the different groups within each phase.
Okay.
Either way,
okay.
Go ahead and call that line and pre-register so that when your group becomes available, you're already registered and can be called.
Okay. Okay. So do you have to get registered then make an appointment? Or?
Well, we're pre-registering citizens now, and the thought is that once supplies are up and appointments start being made, that they'll have your contact information. To reach
uh-huh.
out to you to schedule those appointments, we get that over to the county health department. That's why I asked what county you're in. But
uh-huh.
also, it does help just have the state of Alabama have hard numbers to show the federal government about the demand that we have for the vaccine.
Oh, okay. Well, I just had several questions, too, because I'm a breast cancer survivor, but I'm not in the age group.
Well,
to get it. So that was one of my questions I wanted to ask somebody.
I do know that I believe it's either 1B or 1C has people like 18 to 64 with pre-existing high-risk conditions. I just do not know offhand which one it is.
Okay. Well,
but
I'm
you
over
should
64,
be in the first
too.
Phase.
We're in the in-between thing, yeah. Okay.
So the first phase is broken down into three different groups, so you should at least be in the first phase.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. You take care. And again, thank you for calling. Again, if you need more information, you can visit the website adph.org or cdc.gov. And I thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. You have a great day.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.